night. Lost 2-0 against the Division I program, but second goal came really late. But you know, I think things are going good as you know you try and transition out of you know losing the best player in MIAA history. It's always going to be a little bit difficult to bounce back from that. But you know, teams have done that before. You look at football, and you can see some things that have happened there where we've bounced back pretty good. So we'll see what happens. There is a scrimmage we're going to do on Sunday, I believe it is, with a club team, just kind of a run-through practice thing. But that's about it. We'll get ready to get going.
Well, let's talk about a little Live in the Hive action happening at Champions Landing. This was originally scheduled to be in the 900 block of Commercial downtown, but due to the projected heat and the time of the day of this event, starting at 4 o'clock, that's kind of the prime time for the heat and humidity to really reach its peak. You decided to move this, huh?
Yeah, it might be a little bit better doing it somewhere where there's some grass instead of just on the concrete downtown everywhere with no shade. So I thought we'd go down to Champions Landing. Jeremy Rusko was great, offered us to do that. One of the things we want to do is just kind of involve the community in it, let people know that we have you know, some of our options for tailgating. We're going to have some of our new tents available out there, I think, maybe possibly. Just a lot of great things happening now with tailgating there. We've always been good at tailgating. We're just trying to take it up a little bit each and every year. This will be a fun event. We're going to have our soccer team out there. We'll have cross-country out there. Cross-country is actually going to start the day for us on Saturday with a time trial at 8 in the morning out at Champions Landing. They'll run a little two-mile fun run out there, if you can call it running 2 miles fun.
They do, and yeah.
Yeah, they do. I'll walk 2 miles. I won't run it. But yeah, we'll do that early, and then we'll get things started up. We'll have the band Unbound up there playing. They should be a great show. We'll hear some things from those. We've invited some of the area high schools. I know that I think Emporia High will be there, too, after they have their scrimmage in the morning. And things are going to get a little bit better. We'll have Coach Higgins up there. We'll talk. Let our seniors talk a little bit, our team captains, just kind of get everybody fired up for it for this week, and then get ready to do it for real on Thursday.
Yeah, so Live at the Hive is something that really started last year. It was really successful, too. Live music and all kinds of great fun and entertainment prior to the Hornet football game. So this is a chance to get involved here at Champions Landing. It's a free event, so drop on by, and you'll be able to zip inside Champions Landing into the AC if it gets a little too warm. But things will begin at 4 o'clock. How long does this thing go, Don?
Well, we're scheduled to go till about 7:30. Okay. That's when the band will be done playing. There's just different parts going on. We'll have cross country and soccer talk earlier in the afternoon. You know, we'll let the band get started. We'll let Unbound get started and kind of get us geared up. Cross country and soccer, we'll have some games out there. We'll have some cornhole and some other stuff going on out there that we can play throughout the day. I think football's scheduled to come onto the stage, probably around 5:30, 5:45. To get up there and talk, but there'll be people out there the whole time, so we can intermingle, mix, get to know some of the players, some of the student athletes, some of our coaches, and just get yourself ready for Hornet athletics and an exciting football season.
All right, so public invite to get out to a Champions Landing tomorrow. All right, and game tickets, Don, how can we get them?
Go to esuhornets.com. They're available now. There's plenty of seats now available in those brand new seats that we have out there, those black and gold chairback seats, really comfortable, a lot of room out there in them now. That's going to be a wonderful place to be in there. But go to esuhornets.com or come out to the Live at the Hive kickoff event. We'll be able to set you up with some tickets there, too.
All right, and if you haven't yet, you'll be able to check out what the new lights at Walsh Stadium.
The brand-new bright lights. They are incredibly light and bright. It's going to be fantastic to have those out there. You know, we've done a few night practices recently, and it's been a little bit of fun. We've been able to play with them a little bit with the flickers and the different wave patterns that they can do with the light. It should be a fun time on Thursday. So,
all right, Don, appreciate it.
All right, thanks. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU, joining us here this morning, KVOE Live and Local, 654, 63 degrees. Good morning.
A few weeks back, we had someone come into our home to get our piano back into tune. If you've never seen